Welcome to Lee Miller Dressed. This exhibition explores the life and work of Lee Miller through clothing and personal appearance. Photographer, surrealist, artist, model, war correspondent, writer, traveller, and cook, Miller had numerous careers. In 2019, trunks containing Lee Miller's clothes were discovered in the attic of Farley Farm, Miller's Sussex home from 1949. The collection of clothing dates from the late 1920s to the last years of her life. 10 of these outfits are included in this exhibition, illustrating key moments in Miller's biography. Scan the QR codes so you can hear from people involved in the exhibition. Lee Miller's granddaughter, Amy Bouhassan, conservators from Zenzi Tinker's conservation studio, and curator, Martin Pell.
So my name is Martin Pell and I'm curator of fashion and textiles at Royal Pavilion Museums and the curator of Lee Miller Dressed. Clothing's important in all of our lives. It's the way we present ourselves in society. It's from a curatorial perspective, it's also incredibly important and interesting. It's what's left behind of an individual once they've passed away. And so they're a record of their life that is able to tell the story of their life by presenting themselves not only in a physical way, but also their psychological makeup in the sense of their choices in clothing and their choices in life. So a piece of clothing is able to communicate not just the physical presence of that person, but also they represent that person's psychological aspects, their character, their personality. This is why it's so difficult when people we love pass away. It's so difficult to get rid of the clothes that they owned and they wore because it embodies that individual. As a curator, that's a gift because it means that you're able to tell stories about an individual with objects that represent that person in a way that other objects aren't able to convey that information. So the exhibition is essentially looking at Lee Miller's life and her career through the lens of fashion. Lee began her career as a fashion model and she understood fashion and spoke its language, but also she had quite an ambiguous relationship with fashion and dress. As a woman, I think there was a certain expectation that she would dress in a certain way, and certainly as a model, she dressed in that way, but Lee was too much of a rebel to actually conform to those ideas of what a woman should be in the early 20th century. So clothes for her were very much a vehicle for her to do what she wanted in life. So she didn't feel the necessity to be glamorous, but if she wanted to be glamorous, she could be. But if also she needed clothes to be very, very utilitarian, very practical, then that wasn't a problem for her as well. She really used clothes to be able to smooth her way through life. And this is what we show in the exhibition, the different sides to Miller's personalities, different sides to Miller's life and career.